So we should know that we have the opportunity to improve ourself, which means improve our mind through training in compassion and wisdom. We can improve ourselves from being an ordinary being to becoming a special pure being, to eventually becoming a pure holy being, just like Buddha Shakyamuni, and benefiting others like Buddha does. So we have this opportunity due to Buddha's kindness. We have the opportunity to learn how to become able to control our delusions. So Muni means able one, able. So anyone who becomes enlightened has special abilities. They become an able one because they have attained enlightenment, the inner light of wisdom that is permanently free from all mistaken appearance, and that functions to bestow mental peace, the source of happiness, on each and every living being every day. So we can become an able one through practicing the teachings, Buddha's teaching us, and becoming able to control our delusions. This is beginning to happen already through the kindness of Buddha Shakyamuni. Also, through the kindness of Buddha Shakyamuni, we can learn how to keep a peaceful mind all the time. If our mind is peaceful, we are happy, because mental peace is the source of our happiness. When our mind is peaceful all the time, we will be happy all the time. Where is there kindness like this? Everybody needs to know these meaningful things. For example, that mental peace, inner peace, peace of mind, is the source of our happiness. So when our mind is peaceful, we're happy. If we train, we can one day have supreme, permanent inner peace, as we learned yesterday, and be happy all the time. Through the kindness of Buddha Shakyamuni, we have the opportunity to experience a very meaningful life. We can enter into, make progress along, and complete the Buddhist path to enlightenment and attain the ultimate goal of human life, this inner light of wisdom, permanently free from all mistaken appearance. We need this wisdom, because it gives us the ability to touch the hearts of each and every living being every day and give them peace, temporary peace, so they experience some temporary happiness, and to emanate for them as whatever they need, particularly as spiritual guides, emanations of Buddha, who can lead living beings on the path to enlightenment. And through the kindness of Buddha Shakyamuni, we have the opportunity to benefit others through giving teachings and, as I mentioned, helping others have the opportunity we currently have to find the real meaning of human life and improve themselves until they also attain the state of enlightenment. So sentient beings possess mistaken appearance, which is why they suffer. enlightened beings are completely, permanently free from mistaken appearance. So through the kindness of Buddha Shakyamuni, we have the opportunity to learn all these meaningful things and to ripen our Buddha nature, which every living being has, and become a Buddha ourself. Eventually, each and every living being will become enlightened, and there won't even be the sound of the word suffering. How wonderful.